Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper. I have a cat who seems to be glaring at me, staring at me adoringly right now. Anyway, I think I speak for both of us when I say we are delighted to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start very soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, like me, or in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. Sometimes like me, I sit in a chair to meditate from time to time if my back hurts or my neck hurts or I just feel like it. So please feel free to sit in a chair. It is equally as good and spiritual to do so. Before we sit together today, I want to continue our six-part conversation on the six paramitas. Today is part five, but you do not need to go back and listen to the first four in order to jump in right now, unless you want to. Paramita is a Sanskrit word that is translated sometimes as the six transcendent actions. Paramita actually means gone beyond to the other shore. On this shore, one could observe. Sometimes things are great, sometimes they're pretty insane. On this other shore, as I understand it, there is goodness and decency and sanity and kindness and wisdom and courage and peace. How do we get there? These six actions take us there. The first four paramitas are the following: generosity, discipline, patience, and exertion. And these are four qualities that you enact. You work on being generous. Well, you actually are. So you just relax into being generous. You discover the meaning of discipline. You discover the meaning of patience. And you feel a sense of joyful exertion. The next and final two paramitas, meditation and wisdom, are a little bit different. They are more about a general state of being. That is not so much an action that you do, but a thing that you just are. So here, the fifth paramita, meditation, doesn't necessarily mean only our sitting meditation practice, although that is included. The Sanskrit word is samten. The Sanskrit word is dhyana. The Tibetan word is samten. And they mean something like absorption. Like you meditate on the cushion and you let your mind become absorbed in breath. If this is your first time meditating, I'll explain exactly how to do that in a moment. But when you get up from the cushion, you allow your mind to be absorbed completely by what is happening, not by what you think about what is happening. So we cultivate, we practice that here so we can do it out there. And it becomes not just something useful, but a transcendent action, an action that has the capacity to carry us to the other shore of goodness in the following ways. As with the other paramitas, and this is a Tibetan Buddhist view, if you look at the paramitas in the Zen tradition or other traditions, they might look a little different, but they're all good and interesting. In the Tibetan view of the paramitas, or one of the views, they're each sort of divided into three categories. Generosity, for example, three ways to be generous: give stuff, material goods, give the gift of fearlessness, or giving the gift of dharma or wisdom. When it comes to samten or meditation, it's also divided into three categories. And the first category is called dwelling in the dharma of seeing. They're quite poetic, I would say, these delineations. Dwelling in the dharma of seeing, which I actually kind of just said, dwelling in the dharma of seeing is not the same as dwelling in the dharma of what you think about what you are seeing. It is, that step is removed, and you are just dwelling in simply seeing. You're not jumping ahead, you're not jumping back, you're not projecting, you're not making assumptions. For example, say the phone rings and you see, oh, this is someone I don't really want to talk to. to dwell in the Dharma of seeing would be to let go of that and just hear what is being said, or decide, I'm not going to talk to you. But dwelling in the Dharma of seeing means not assuming what will happen if you answer, but instead to see what will happen. Dwelling in the Dharma of seeing, not assuming. The second category is called accumulating goodness. And this facet of absorption is synonymous with the goodness of clear perception, which is an extension of the Dharma of seeing. Dharma of seeing means you just see. Accumulating goodness means you remain clear in your perception of what is happening, whether it's I like this, I don't like this, but you don't leave and depart into stories. No matter how well-founded and interesting those stories may be, you remain in clarity. Clarity could look like, now I like you, now I'm afraid of you, now I want to do this, now I want to run away. That's all fine. It's not saying what you should be clear about. It's just saying you accumulate goodness by remaining clear. And when you depart from clarity of the present moment, all sorts of shenanigans could ensue. So in that sense, it is contraindicated and not compatible with absorption. And the third and final category is called enthusiasm in working with others. How does absorption relate with enthusiasm in working with others? Well, here's how, in my opinion. Because you have cultivated generosity, you are willing to give from your sense of richness, not because you're like stingy, but because you have everything. So yeah, sure, yeah, what do you need? Because you have cultivated discipline, meaning you understand how to come back to the object of attention, it's one way of looking at it. Because you have cultivated patience, which is absolutely unquestionable upon the giving up of expectations. If you give up expectations, you only have patience. And because you have therefore come in contact with your natural vitality, because you're generous, because you're disciplined, because you're patient, you have a lot of energy for what, for your life and for the good and for the bad. So then, because of those things, you are able to remain enthusiastic about working with others. Why? Because instead of thinking, well, I'm trying to help you, but you're not getting it, you know, you're jumping ahead to what you think is happening, or you're like, well, I'm trying to help you, but you always screw it up. You know, you're defaulting back into past events. You stay with what is. And this gives you the capacity, because the paramitas are about working with others, not just with being an awesome person. When you can remain absorbed in what is happening now, if I, let's say, I'm trying to teach something or help someone, or you're trying to help me, when it goes off the rails, you can stay connected. When it moves forward, you can stay connected without, you know, dissolving into, I'm a great teacher, or on the converse, dissolving into, I'm a bad teacher, or you're a bad student. But you just stay with what is. So this third and final category, enthusiasm for working with others, means you have the energy to stay put with what is. How do we come by these paramitas? How do we become more generous, more disciplined, patient, and so on? Well, we're fixing to find out right now, because the way you come by these qualities is through the practice of meditation, which in fact connects us to all six of these qualities as we stay with ourselves from breath to breath. So, let's go. Let's begin our practice by softening. Soften toward yourself. soften toward me. Soften to the space that you're in. Let go of expectations. Let go of hopes. Let go of fears. Let go of all the other meditations you may have done before, or all the thoughts you have had about meditation, and just take your seat. Feel planted. Give your weight to the cushion or chair. The hands rest on the thighs, palms down, somewhere that feels comfortable. So you're not holding yourself up or propping yourself up. They're just resting. And sit up straight and feel the sense of dignity that comes with taking a good posture. It feels different to sit like this than it does to sit like this. They just rouse different mental states. So sit up straight and let the whole front body soften. Your belly can relax a lot. Nothing to hold in. The area around your heart can soften. The shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed because you don't have to talk. So the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted. And notice your own inner silence. There actually is no one talking in there, no one shouting, no one explaining, no one judging. It's just kind of quiet. So fill with that quiet. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, meaning however you are just breathing, keep doing that. That's perfect. And the eyes are open in this practice, and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or 1.5 meters or less, given your screen, where it is in relation to your eyeballs. And just let the eyes be soft. They're half closed. And you don't need to grip any particular spot with your eyeballs. In fact, gaze into the middle distance, if that makes sense. And let the eyes relax. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Now feel your body breathing. The object of meditation is the breath. This doesn't mean observe the breath or notice the breath. It means feel the breath. Feel the inhale. Feel the exhale. Feel the body breathing. Hello, bunny. Stay with the breath. The mind will continue to make thoughts, which is fine, no problem. That's what it does, and making it stop is not part of meditation. Most of your thoughts will just come and go on their own, like kitty cats walking across the screen. You don't have to do anything about those thoughts. Thank you for demonstrating. It's only when you notice you're absorbed in thought to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, you're not feeling your breath anymore, you're absorbed in your thought. At that point, you want to let go. Notice that you're thinking. Let go of the thought, regardless of the content, completely irrelevant right now. Gently bring your attention back to the breath, and with kindness toward yourself, take a fresh start. That's all there is to it, and we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for your practice too. Thank you for practicing with me. Thank you for practicing together.